Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, they're going to be, for the next hour, the views of Bob Chapman for the International Forecaster as we evaluate what is really going on in the world today. First of all, if you look at Europe, of course, what they're doing over there in the southern part of Europe is imposing austerity on the people. And austerity, they're cutting government spending and raising taxes. They're trying to actually cut Sunday spending and increased taxes, about 20% increase, and they're having a hard time doing it. People don't like losing their jobs and losing their pensions and having to pay higher taxes, and when they raise the taxes, people just cheat on them. They don't pay their taxes. So the public is not cooperating with these measures, saying, look, we didn't create the problem. The banks did. We owe the banks a lot of money. Let's just not pay them off and we'll be in good shape. But you see, the whole modern day system of finance is built upon trust. I mean, you borrow money, you pay it back. What happens when countries say we're not going to pay back the money? And that means that the banks lose fabulous amounts of money on the basis of their capital investments. Everything is built upon creating money out of nothing. It's all a phony monetary system. And now countries are beginning to rebel. And certainly, if you go into Spain, it said that 50% of the young people are unemployed. They just can't get jobs. High rates of unemployment, 20-25% in Greece, Spain, Portugal. The whole of Southern Europe is having real problems, and certainly nothing that is going to be done is going to solve the problems there. And just as here in the United States, where we actually, 43 cents out of every dollar we spend, it has to be borrowed. What are we doing? Why, we're giving money away to other countries. We're talking about going into another war with this time with Iran. We're keeping our troops overseas, paying almost 500,000 men in Afghanistan, fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda as we finance the Al-Qaeda attack now on Syria. We have our troops in both Jordan and in Turkey, training the Al-Qaeda troops that are fighting the Syrian government. Well, we've got Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster on the line. Hi, Bob. Why don't you bring us up to line what's really going on in the economy in Europe, and what's the outlook for the current measures of austerity really being successful?
Zero.
Okay, fine. In other words, you don't think it's going to work?
Not at all.
But, of course, it is working temporarily. We've poured $1.5 trillion into the European Central Bank, and they've let it out at, 1% interest, something like that, for 3 years. And but that is certainly, is that relieving the situation at least somewhat?
For the time being, for the next year and a half, maybe 2 years, and there's more money on the way. We're going to find out tomorrow.
Now, where is that?
How much more, we don't know yet.
All right, fine. But, ladies and gentlemen, what this is going to do is eventually destroy the value of the American currency. The American Central Bank is creating money to bail out the European banks. And yet, of course, where is the money coming from? It's being printed. What's behind it? Absolutely nothing. This is the pathway to disaster. Go right ahead, Bob.
I think that the underlying
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
People want when they are voted out, why whatever they've agreed to will hold. I suspect that what's going to happen is the Greek people are going to put in a new government. They're going to say, we're not going to abide by those old agreements. We're not going to pay the banks back. And if that should happen, then the whole world financial system begins to come unraveled. And because this is the fear. If banks begin to default on their loans, if governments begin to default on their loans, this whole paper mache system of finance begins to tumble. And I think this is the fear. This is why they're so desperate to do everything. This is why they keep telling us day after day, week after week, month after month, the situation is all taken care of in Greece. There's nothing to worry about. I think that's because they're frightened to death that this is going to bring down the world financial system and, of course, at least endanger their dream of a world government. Would you agree or disagree with that, Bob?
Oh, I agree. I don't... Very, very few people understand what's really going on here. You've explained it, and I have in the past, and there's no good end that's going to come to this. The amount that will be lent to the European Central Bank, now this includes what was given to them in the third week of December, could be anywhere from 1.2 to 1.6 trillion total. And if a year and a half or so, it runs out and they need more, they'll print some more up. That is the avenue either they've been chosen to take, and they have chosen to take, or they're being forced to take. It doesn't make any difference. That's where they had. How long will it take? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years? I don't know. But they're going to tenaciously hold on to power in the banking system. And the reason why the seat and key to their power is the banking system. And if we take that away from them, they're just like a bunch of clerks in a company somewhere. And then, of course, the trials will start, civil and criminal, for the things that they've done, and they'll lose all their riches. And they've lost all their power.
Well, they certainly should. And I think people have to understand, we have a central bank. What is that, the function of that central bank? It's to give us a stable currency. Ladies and gentlemen, our currency has lost 98% of its value in relationship to gold since August 15th, 1971. Let me repeat that. Our currency has lost 98% of its value in comparison with gold since August 15th, 1971. At that time, gold was $35 an ounce. And today, why gold is $1,750 an ounce for that same ounce of gold. That's a 50% decline, or I should say a 48% decline in the value of that. That's not a percent, that is times. You know, it's basically the dollar today is worth 2% of it was in relationship to gold, what it was back, a little over 35 years ago. So the average American really doesn't understand, unless maybe goes to the grocery store and looks at prices. And ladies and gentlemen, that is nothing. We're going to see rampant inflation, according to Bob. Right now, inflation rates running 10, 11%, and it'll be double that suddenly within a year. Would that be a fair estimate, do you think?
Surely.
All right, fine. Just if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But give us a call if you have a question or comment for Bob. We're in very, very difficult situation, and most Americans cannot believe there is an organized, orchestrated effort to destroy the value of our currency and impoverish our people. But that's just what's going on in my estimation today. So basically, what's happening to the American economy? They keep telling us, in fact, both NBC and CBS have run the same story. Why there's a new night shift running, is it in Flint, Michigan? General Motors has opened a night shift, and both CBS and NBC have running this almost identical stories. How wonderful it is, this obviously means the economy is picking up well. Certainly, they're making more in the way of trucks. But, of course, unfortunately, one of the big problems we've got with the automotive industry is the government keeps mandating that the automotive industries build more and more cars that will get 40, 50 miles to the gallon, something like that. I think they've mandated by 2025 they've got to get 50 miles to the gallon, which means they're going to make these little tiny cars. They don't make a profit on this. One of the big reasons why our automotive companies are losing money is they have to build the cars that the government tells them to build, like the Volt, and it's a disaster. And, of course, the more the government interferes in the industries of our nation, the more our industries are going to fail and or move overseas. Go right ahead.
There's no end to it. And it's the destruction and ripping out of the heart of American industry, which has been done for the last 12 years. 12 million jobs are gone. 450,000 companies are gone. And the only way it's going to be stopped is by legislation, tariff legislation that puts tariffs on goods and services. Pretty simple.
And, of course,
General Motors. The currency there, the current.
General Motors makes money overseas. They make money on the small cars that they lose money on here. Why do they make money on the small cars they produce overseas? Because the government doesn't mandate them to produce these so-called green cars, energy-efficient cars. You know, they get 40 to 50 miles to the gallon by putting in expensive batteries that the people really don't want. And, of course, the electricity gets more and more expensive. In the long run, they don't really help matters at all. But overseas, why... automotive countries can build cars that the people want. Here, of course, in America, why are automotive companies build cars that the environmentalists want, so-called green cars that the people don't want, and the only cars that they're making any money on are the Suburbans, their trucks, and if they could build those, they'd make plenty of money. We just won't let them because they have to build the small cars and they have to sell the small cars, and basically the people don't want them, the car lots don't want them, but the government wants them and is mandated that they will be built here, and the automotive companies will continue losing money there. And the only reason, of course, that they can come up and say, well, we're making money is because they're not, once again, funding their pension funds. And they go behind on their pension funds, because before, and at 2008, 2009, they just wrote off the pensions, and said they, of course, they wrote off the value of their bonds, and they rewarded the unions, they punished the bondholders, the stockholders, and people were invested in General Motors stock, and bonds lost their shirts. Thanks to the edict of Obama, who favored the unions and punished the people had bought stock. But go ahead, Bob. I want your analysis of what's happening to American industry. Is there any way we can survive without tariffs to protect our industries?
No, I think it's pretty simple. You just get Congress to pass the bill with tariffs. Nothing magical about it. It's just that almost all of them are bought up.
And I think people have to understand that the globalists control Congress, and they elect congressmen who go along with this idea of free trade. And what that really means is we transfer our jobs overseas. We punish the corporations that keep their corporations, factories in this country. We charge them a 35% corporate tax. If they move overseas, they don't have to pay any corporate taxes. Now, would you rather pay a 35% corporate tax and stay in America, or would you rather go overseas and not have to pay a corporate tax? And of course, anybody with any good sense is going to go overseas. But certainly the tariffs, we do not charge tariffs on products brought into this country, but when we try to take our products into other countries, they always have gimmicks. For instance, you buy an American car and you're in South Korea, why, you immediately get audited by their counterpart of the Internal Revenue Service. Of course, you buy an American car over in China, one that's built in the United States, why, they'll put all sorts of barriers on you. You buy the same car that's built over in China, why, of course, you get very, very good rates. And basically, they have all sorts of value-added taxes and other things over there, where, of course, they reward the people who take the cars out of the country to come to America, whereas when our cars are sold overseas, we have to pay the value-added tax on them. They have done everything they can to discourage other people in other countries from buying American goods, which is why we have over $500 billion trade deficit year after year after year. And they're not telling the American people it's part of the plan to transfer America's wealth and jobs and industries overseas, to lay off American workers and lower our living standards. And the average American can't believe that is the real policy of both political parties, but it is. And certainly Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity are not going to tell you. We'll be back in a moment. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Bob, what's going to happen next?
Well, this election coming up will be very important.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Our FEMA camps, they're going to start off properly, primarily putting in the displaced people. The people are living under the bridges, people living in their cars, and you know, it'll be a nice warm place. People will be willing to go into those camps until they realize that once you get into the camp, you can't get out of the camp because the barbed wire points in, it's aimed at keeping you there. He anticipates, of course, we're going to have more in the ways of wars. They will just keep having war after war after war. He anticipates certainly more of our servicemen are going to get out. They're going to get tired of fighting no-win wars. They're beginning to understand what's going on. They're listening to programs like this. They understand the Brotherhood of Darkness. They understand how the bankers are certainly using their financial power to bring about this world government and to use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about the world government. And they realize that we're not fighting over the Middle East for America. America isn't endangered by what's going on in Egypt or Indonesia or certainly in Libya or in Syria. This is all about imposing the rule of the globalists over these countries and installing ruthless dictators in the name of democracy. And they may even read John Perkins' book on the Confessions of an Economic Hitman and understand how we are installing dictators all over the world. And of course, Bob feels that many of the military are going to quit and they may reinstitute the draft. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. You have a question, you have a comment about what's going on, don't hesitate to give us a call. Well, what is going to happen to the price of gold and silver? Certainly, I mean, we see the price of oil going up. It went up about 18 cents a gallon in this last week here in Santa Cruz, and yet gold and silver, having run up slightly, is just sort of sitting there today. It's not going up parallel with the price of gold, of oil rising. Why is that, you'd think, with the price of oil rising, the price of gold and silver would go up? You'd think that with the dollar not doing well, the price of gold and silver would go up. But it's not. Why is that?
That's because your government is manipulating the markets. Pretty simple.
And
there's no reason for gasoline to be selling where it's at. Inventories are low. Usage is on a plane going sideways to lower. But no. That's the way it is. Your government, your fascist government, is making it happen that way. Same thing with gold and silver, commodities. They're holding the stock markets up all over the world. Look what they're doing in the bond market. They admit it, Operation Twist. How much are we spending? I don't know. We'll let you know 10 or 15 years from now. That's the way it works.
And I think people must understand that the stock market is being manipulated. There's no reason for it being where it is today, other than the fact that the presidential group on financial markets is manipulating the price up, so-called plunge protection team. Certainly there's no reason for the price of oil to be going up. We don't get our oil from Iran. Certainly there's plenty of oil out there. But they're raising the price up because certain the oil companies, which work hand in glove with other financial interests, are making a great deal of money by running the price up. And then they're artificially holding the price of gold and silver down because if people really realized what was happening, they'd be getting out of the artificial fiat money into something of inherent value. Would that be a fair estimate?
Absolutely. It's been going on for a long time.
Right.
And, you know, people, they just don't seem to get it.
Well, they've been drinking fluoridated water for too long. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, what do you think the active ingredient is in Prozac and the other psychotropic drugs? It's fluoride. And basically, the fluoride has a permanent effect on your brain, and because they know what they're doing. And this is why they used fluoridated water in the occupied areas in Germany during the Second World War, of Europe during the Second World War. This is why the Soviets used fluoridated water in the Gulag Archipelago to keep people under control. Give us a call if you have a question or comment.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I know that there are some of you out there who are suffering from a debilitating disease. Many of you may feel that there's nothing else that can be done regarding your cancer. I want to suggest that you investigate the Invita Clinic. The only clinic of its kind, Invita offers an extensive array of advanced natural treatments under one roof. They treat a wide variety of conditions, particularly cancer and heart disease. The diversity of their doctors' education and training ensures that no stone is left unturned when it comes to patient care. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Better yet, investigate their website at www.invita.com. That's E-N-V-I-T-A.com. 866-830-4576, Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com. People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Is how they can get a copy of your newsletter and hopefully subscribe to it. And we don't, Bob doesn't advertise with us, but we think the newsletter is important and we look forward to getting it twice a week and we always read it through. Our telephone number, if you'd like to talk to Bob, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But these are the most dangerous financial times that you've ever lived through, and you better make your preparations accordingly. Bob, how could people get hold of your newsletter? How can they subscribe to it?
The International Forecaster is about business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world, published by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays, running 35 to 40 pages each time, and we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the internet. And everything you need to know each week is in that publication. You can get a free introductory copy by going to theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, FOREcaster.com. You can also go to www.foreCaster.com, intforecaster.com. For those of you who would like to ask a question, and we answer everyone, or would like to get a copy of either publication, or also get a copy of our latest information, recommendations on gold and silver shares, you can email us, and that is at Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com, Bob at intforecaster.com. And for those of you who would like to call toll-free, that number is 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, fine. Our telephone number, if you have a question for Bob, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Well, Bob, certainly the bank stocks are up. And yet there's a list certainly circulating across America today about a number of the CEOs of the major banking institutions who are simply resigning. Now, is this simply hype? Is there any significance to the fact that a number of the chief operating agents, or financial chiefs of many of these banks are stepping down?
Well, I don't know. That's a hard call without going through each of them. I think a number of them are concerned that they don't want to be there when the banks go under. And I think others are taking normal retirement. But I think that is the main impetus problems. And that's why I think that's happening.
All right, fine. Well, do you think a lot of our banks are going to fail before this is all over? After all, can't they simply get the government to lend them more money? We do know that, what, about 400 banks, something like that, 300 or 400 have gone down here in the last 4 years, but can't they, certainly the larger ones, depend upon the government coming in and bailing them out? Aren't these large banks just too large to fail today?
Well, the large banks own the Federal Reserve. So they're going to stay in business indefinitely until the currency is worthless. I think the currency is going to be the key, because when finally it goes down with other currencies, which go down, versus gold and silver, people realize what a terrible situation they're in. And they'll probably want to get out of currencies, all of them. And so that brings about what you should be doing now, and that'd be buying gold and silver coins, a bullion in shares. That's how you protect your money. Did I disappear?
No, I disappeared.
Oh.
I was talking about John Williams, who publishes shadowstats.com, and he's a professional economist. Yeah, his material, I found, is very reliable, but he wrote a report last year. It was called Hyperinflation 2011, and suddenly it was, I think it was published in May or June, where in that report he anticipated that we would have such an inflationary spiral by the end of 2014 or sooner that the whole financial structure of our dollar would begin to falter. Do you think that this is a sound concern, or do you think that this is perhaps a little exaggerated?
No, I think it's a very sound concern. I'm just surprised it hasn't happened sooner. But it's on the way. Timing, who cares? If you want gold and silver-related assets, you don't care what happens. Other than the fact that you're going to have to feed yourself and protect your family. But these things are going to happen.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Bob, give us a call. But I think people have to understand that we are in serious financial problems. Everything is being done to conceal this fact from the American people. Well, basically, we have a currency that has no inherent value because it has no financial backing, because we've cut the tie between our currency and gold and silver. And as I pointed out, why, Christie, the value of the dollar in relationship to gold has decreased 98% since August 15th of 2012, since I should say August 15th of 1971, gone down 98%. The average American has no idea this is happening, but gold sold at that time at $35 an ounce. Today, gold sells at $1,750, $60 now, something like that. So if calculated out, you'll find the value of the dollar has gone down 98%. Well, we've got Rich calling from Aromas in California, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Rich, how are you doing?
Hey, Grandpa, how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
How's Bob doing? Bob, how are you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Go ahead, Rich. You have a question for Bob.
Yes, sir. Hey, Bob, what do you think is a better buy, the Silver Eagle or Morgan or Peace Silver Dollar? And probably they're selling about fine, XF fine, and they're about $5 cheaper than an Eagle. Do you think it'd be a better buy to go with the U.S. old dollars or go with the pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle?
Well, if you extrapolate them out and you find one's cheaper than the other, as long as the condition is good to excellent, then you could buy that one.
Because the silver,
you know, the market changes daily during the day.
Right.
Yeah, the U.S. silver dollar is not quite an ounce, where the Eagle is 1 ounce.
What do you think will hold its value the best? Do you think it really matters one way or the other? They're all going to go up. But if would you rather hold the silver Eagles? Would you rather hold the silver dollars? Would you rather just have junk silver?
Well, I tend to go to the junk because it's cheaper. And it's for bartering purposes for me. That's the way I feel about it. And so the others are fine. You know, get a mix of all of them.
Okay, so just whatever you can get at a better price, that no matter what, you're still going to probably make money on it, because like you, or like me, I go to the store, and every time I go to the store, it costs me more and more money. And Grandpa, the gas has gone up 25 cents within 2 weeks around here.
Well, I bought some at $3.99 a gallon, though, let's see, just last week, and it was, I guess, I checked it today, $4.17, but I'm sure some places it's going up much more than in other places. And basically, I think we're just on the verge of certainly a breakout in inflation, but who knows what they're going to do. It could very well be that they will let the price come down again later. We just don't know. But the one thing we do know, it is all manipulated. And until people understand that they manipulate the gold market, they manipulate the silver market, they manipulate the oil, they manipulate the cost of basic commodities. It's all manipulated. It's dishonest. It's illegal. But who are we going to report it to? Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But inflation is the most dangerous thing that can happen to a nation. And we are just on the very edge of that. Certainly, George Soros writing talks about the, if you read George Soros, I don't like George Soros, but you're well worthwhile reading what he's talking about. He's talking about the end of stability, the end of certainly of the stability of the American currency. And this is why George Soros, a multi-billionaire, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, has written 3 books recently, is getting out of the dollar and certainly into gold. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Rich, anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Well, Grandpa, you mentioned they're manipulating the market, but the most important thing and the most serious thing, they are manipulating the people. The people are just so either in the, they're in a daze. I try to explain to them what you guys have taught me, and they just look at me like they're in neutral. Their brain is, you know, they can't even think about it. But it's going to be very, very sad. All I've done is listen to you guys. You guys have saved my family financially, and I can't thank you enough. And when you need some more aid, give me a call.
I certainly will, Rich. God bless and thanks very much. Well, let's go to Grant, who's calling from Spokane. Hi, Grant. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing just fine. Do you have a question or comment? Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Go ahead.
Well, I was having a conversation with a neighbor today, and I'm a very strong believer in the precious metals, and we were having a discussion. His brother runs a fund in South Africa, and I guess he's been voted as the top fund manager and done really well. Well, he apparently gave my neighbor information saying that silver is going to be going down because the market is not there and it's decreasing number of uses. And this is going against everything that I've heard and read. There was a video on a website yesterday I was looking at that was saying quite the opposite, that there's increased uses, and that in the next 7 years or so, that because of the demand is going to outstrip the supply, it's going to be a very rare commodity. And his brother was also there and sort of mocking the idea of precious metals, and we were talking about stocks, and he said, well, you're telling me that Exxon's going to go down to nothing and it won't be worth anything? And I said, well, if you want to interact and you want to buy something, are you going to trade a share of Exxon for something, or would it be easier to give a quarter ounce or half ounce of silver?
Well, I'll tell you what, I would not want to be betting against the oil companies, because they are part of the Brotherhood of Darkness. And they will maintain their value and the value of the major banks for, because, of course, they simply are the people who run the world. But, Bob, how would you answer Grant about this idea that basically the price of and value of silver is going to go down, because certainly there'll be fewer and fewer uses for it, and certainly that it will not do as well, I assume, as gold. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I lived in South Africa and Rhodesia, and what we saw during that period of time was the same kind of thing, usually from the Brits and usually from South Africa. And they were in that venue, so to speak, in investment. And we weren't. And we were proven right, and they were proven wrong. They lost their country to three tribes who have continued to try to take over certain assets like gold and silver and platinum mining. No silver mining in Africa, gold and platinum, palladium. And I think that they're mistaken, but it's deliberately so. It was deliberately so then. I mean, they had the same information that we had. And what happened? The same thing. Market went up, and then it went down big time. And gold went up, and gold has continued to go up over the years. There's been hiatuses caused by the United States government's manipulation, but it'll all come around. They're allowing it to go up a little bit at a time. That's their... they can't hold it back, and that's their approach to it. And they're going to continue to do that. And
would you say that this would be more of a ruse to get people away from the confidence in the precious metal?
It's always been that.
Grant, that's absolutely true. Basically, as far as the silver is concerned, they use silver in all of the computers, and I think we're going to see computers and cell phone use continue to expand, certainly for a good long while, and certainly they don't use a lot of it, but there's just so much, so many iPhones and the other things there that there's one reason why I think that silver's gone up. Not only that, but traditionally it has been used as a money. It's either gold or silver. Many societies have been built upon silver as a reserve currency. Well, if you'd like to hang on, you can. My number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I would just simply point out that there is a planned program of disinformation and misinformation. And you read these articles that are planned by the people who control our reality. Be careful of everything that you read or that you see or that you hear. So much of this is intentionally planted and actually circulated to lead you astray. Learn who you can trust, and then learn how to trust your own judgment. We'll be back in a moment with Bob Chapin to wrap up tonight's program right here at Radio Liberty. Well, Grant, did you have anything else you wanted to say or ask before we let you go?
I was just going to make...
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that, thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
With your precious metal portfolio, precious metals have done two or three times as well as the stock market. Thanks very much for being with us, Bob. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Gotcha. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan. This is the time when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're out there in the listening audience and you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. We did an interview this afternoon with Chris Tyson on his new book, America's New World Order. And certainly, we, as a result of this, would certainly suggest something that goes into the background of this idea that America was founded as the New Atlantis. Basically, Plato had written about the lost Atlantis, and there were people at the time when America was founded who believed we were establishing the New Atlantis. And even this book by Chris Tyson quotes Jim Garrison, the head of the Gorbachev Foundation and president of the State of the World Forum, as saying, America was founded to establish the New Atlantis and fulfill Francis Bacon's dream, laid out before he died in 1624. Well, there's a wonderful DVD out there. We carry it. It's called The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, and then the next in the series, The Occult Background the Occult Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. The Occult Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. So many people believe that when America was founded by occultists to bring about this one world government. So many people who believe that America, when it was founded by Christians because they wanted to actually create a Christian republic where men could be free because God was their ruler. Well, basically, of course, they were both right. And until you understand, it's not a matter of either or. But when America was founded, it was founded primarily by Christians who wanted to restrict the power of government, and where men would be ruled by God. And the whole idea was that our form of government required religious people, and it wouldn't work for any other, and it would either be ruled by God or it would be ruled by tyrants. But there were people there who hated the God of the Bible, who wanted to establish this occult New World Order, this so-called established a New Atlantis. And initially they were in a minority. Today they dominate our society, and they work through the secret societies we talk about. You'll certainly want to get the DVD, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, and the architects, the occult architects of our nation's capital. But they're both available, both put together by Chris Pinto, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. I recommend them. They are excellent teaching sources, and of course I do have a little something to do with their production. So I did not produce them, but some of my ideas are expressed there, which explains what's really going on today. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Of course, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talk, and they're available on DVD on the dark secret and the forbidden secret that will take you into the speeches given by our leaders referring to this whole idea of this new world order, this new world government, for which they're using the financial and military power of the United States, which is why we have troops stationed in 130 nations. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Alex and Joyce, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.
Oh,
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Mike Murphy, who put out a DVD about a year and a half ago called What in the World Are They Spraying? And going into the background of chemtrails and this whole idea of geoengineering the atmosphere. Well, right now, of course, we have Mike back again. He's putting in that DVD that Mike put out. I'm sure they got out hundreds of thousands of copies of the DVD. It was very effective, very well done. But now Mike, of course, is putting out a new DVD. It's Why in the World Are They Spraying? And Mike, of course, I think has moved over to Hawaii, at Maui, and he's going to be working over there. But he's in the process of putting together this new DVD. You can see the trailer to this up on the Internet. Why in the World Are They Spraying? We're hoping to have Mike with us in just a moment or two as we begin to address this question. Should the chemtrails real? But a lot of people out there find it very, very difficult to believe. You know, certainly there are some very intelligent people who are very skeptical, and certainly I used to be one of them. It wasn't until certainly we had the opportunity to talk to people in the military who would ask their commanding officers, what about the chemtrails? What are they spraying? And the commanding officers would come back to them with the official government cover story. Basically, and several of them told me this, people told me, who were in the military told me this at meetings, the commanding officer would come back and say, well, this is a top secret program, you can't tell anybody, but it's certainly what they're doing is spraying a vaccine to protect you from diseases. Now, I do not believe that for 1 minute. But I do believe that this is the official government story. And if there's nothing to cover up, then why do they have a cover-up story? Well, it wasn't until I actually had the opportunity of seeing and touching some of this goo that precipitated out one morning here in Santa Cruz after a very heavy day of spraying. And we actually used to have the picture of some of the trees coated with this gelatinous material had fallen from the skies after spraying, that I was firmly convinced in my own mind that this is not imaginary, it's real. Michael Murphy, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, Dr. Stan, thanks for having me on, and thank you so much for covering this issue. Very important.
Well, why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your new DVD.
Well, the first film was What in the World Are They Spraying? It's estimated that over 11 million people have seen that film. As a result, it's been a catalyst to starting movements around the world, and we're working on ordinances to ban geoengineering chemtrail programs on various parts of the world, so it's been very effective. But a lot of people now are asking why. Why would they be spraying? And so it prompted the next film called Why in the World Are They Spraying? And it's a look into what we believe is one of the many agendas into chemtrail geoengineering programs, and that is that's weather control. And, God, we released the trailer about 9 days ago, Dr. Stan. We've had an incredible response to, and, of course, we have meteorologist Scott Stevens, who's in the trailer, and a lot of other professionals, a lot of people who are very well-credentialed, are aware of the weather control aspect of these programs.
Mike, how long have you been working on this new DVD, and how close are you to getting it finished?
Well, we will be done, we're estimated in October, but perhaps earlier. Right now, we're about halfway complete, but we're in the process of getting some additional key interviews. I'm in Maui, Hawaii, working on the Clean Sky Ordinance, but ironically, we're gonna have some people come out here. They're going to be flying out and interviewing with us, so we should be able to bump it up. We're hoping late summer, but Dr. Stan, I think this film is going to have an even greater impact on the movement. And really, what I want to do is have this new film be an additional tool. What in the World Are They Spraying has been brought into a lot of political realms. It's been very effective. People have used it as an activism tool. But I think one of the main keys that we didn't go into in addressing is illustrating how corporations, along with government, use these programs to consolidate an enormous amount of political and monetary power into the hands of the few. And weather control is very effective in doing that. If you control the weather, you essentially control the planet. You can control every food supply and every political system. So it's interesting. We talked to many different professionals, meteorologists, about this and about how the aerosols that are being put into our skies are absolutely, without a doubt, required to achieve the weather modification objective that these corporations are moving forward with.
Well, are you going to be interviewing Rosalind Peterson? Actually, after I talked to her the other day and found out that she was actually back in the, available, why I had an opportunity to talk to her, and she's had some health problems, but she's back now and in good form. We'll be having her as a guest. Will you be interviewing her?
Well, we absolutely are, and Rosalind has experience as USDA inspector, I believe, or she had some association.
Right.
She's very aware of the crops and crop failures. It's interesting because geoengineers talk about their programs, which they have been deployed, but they say if we use these programs in the sky, 2 billion people could have their food disrupted. That's a whole lot of people. That's not only due to the changing weather patterns, but the toxicity and the stress that's being put on our soil. Ironically enough, Rosalind's very well versed on that.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Michael was simply talking about the fact that this geoengineering program that they're coming up with could influence the food supply for 2 billion people. That's not a million people, that's 2 billion people. And, of course, I've always felt that this was part and parcel of a movement for population control, which is one of the major agendas of part of Agenda 21, and an agenda of these wicked people who believe there are too many people in the world, and of course they want to destroy them by war and by pestilence, which is disease, and by famine. And certainly with, of course, this, these new techniques, they can actually interfere with the crops. Is that your concern as well?
It absolutely is. And Dr. Stan, the crop failure is happening around the world, and I'm back on Maui, and I've been speaking with a lot of farmers and a lot of the locals, and this year has been especially devastating to many people who live off of the land here. The coconut trees are dying, and the food supply of those, the indigenous people here, is running out, and I'm looking around at some of the trees, and everything's looking real brown. They have not been short on rain this year, according to many people here, but they say when it rains, the more that it rains, the darker and the more brown the vegetation gets. They say that, what are they putting insecticide into the rain? So, weather control and these aerosol programs are very effective for, as you had mentioned, Agenda 21. What we see, not only are crops being destroyed, but then we see companies like Monsanto coming in with their stress-resistant seeds and really taking control of the food supply. But it's also an effective tool for Agenda 21, because when those farmers go under, or if they're experiencing drought and they're not able to make it through the year, it's very effective for the government come in for, in many instances, George Soros, who's been buying up farmland. That's one of the things that we came across. He comes in, buys that farmland for pennies on the dollar, and again, they either plant GMO seeds or they completely federalize or corporatize that land. So what it is, essentially, it's not only a land grab to take land away from people, but it's also a very effective tool in changing natural systems. And like I said, a bunch of people, Dr. Fan, out here in Hawaii live off of nature. So they're dependent on rain, sunshine, and natural seeds. Those people do not benefit the corporation. So now that we have this corporate takeover of our weather and of our seeds, what they're doing is genetically modifying our seeds and that other natural systems, and what they're doing, they're usurping the authority of God or nature and bringing it under the authority of corporations. So this, what it is, in the very essence of this whole thing, it's what every major religion talks about in the end times. It's this beast, this governmental corporate conglomerate that wants to change natural systems so essentially they can gain money and power and thus be worshipped.
Well, I think it's so interesting that one of the major things they're spraying, of course, is aluminum products. And basically, Monsanto has now come up with an aluminum-resistant seed. Is that correct?
There is an aluminum-resistant seed. We're still looking into that. It's very confusing. But that particular seed, and it's actually not Monsanto. It's owned by the USDA and the Brazilian government. But that seed is a seed that it will develop for acidic soils, where aluminum will be more reactive. But what we did find in our research, there's no question that Monsanto is benefiting from this because, again, our soils, because of the aluminum, barium, strontium, other metal particulates, are being stressed, and also because of our changing weather. In the Midwest, they've had a particularly warm winter. Many farmers are concerned that they will not and have not gotten the deep freezes required, that the soil requires in that area for an effective season. But there is a Monsanto-owned stress-resistant seed. And it's very interesting because what we uncovered, and also in the trailer, Why in the World Are They Spraying, which can be found on truthmediaproductions.us, that's my website, we found Bill Gates is actually a funder into geoengineering research, but he also invests in Monsanto. So looks like he's part of toxifying our soils, and remarkably, he benefits financially by his investment in Monsanto. So it's a deep concern of ours, but as G. Edward Griffin says, my former co-producer of the other film, just follow the money, and essentially what you have to do.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for Michael Murphy, who actually produced, along with our good friend Ed Griffin, the film What in the World Are They Spraying? And is now producing Why in the World Are They Spraying? A sequel to it. Why, give us a call. If you give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But Michael, certainly, as we try to look what's going on, to the average individual, why the world looks very much as it always has. But basically, of course, the people who are analyzing what's going on, like Rosalind Peterson, she reports, of course, that the amount of aluminum, the pH of the soil, is changing, that the amount of aluminum in the barks of trees is changing, the amount of aluminum coming from the sky now being reflected in the roots of the plants is changing, and this is going to have, down the line, a profound impact on agriculture. Is that correct?
Well, it absolutely is, and we actually illustrated that in What in the World Are They Spraying? And aluminum, barium, and strontium, which is what people are finding now around the world in rain tests, and rain tests are very effective indicators of atmospheric contamination. They're calling that the geoengineering or the chemtrail geoengineering footprint. But absolutely, those metals will change the pH of the soil. From, for instance, in Northern California, the soil is typically acidic, but now it is between 10 to 12 times the alkalinity that it once was in its normal state. So what's happening, plant life will die when the soil pH changes, at least plant life that requires an acidic soil. And that's exactly what we're seeing. And unfortunately, if it's in the rain, if this contamination is in the rain, and it is, again, rain tests of this footprint, geoengineering footprint, are showing up around the world, it is in the soil, and it will get into the roots and will contaminate the tree. And that's why we're starting to see the leaves on trees now looking like they've been burnt, and that's something that's happening around the world, and especially, unfortunately, happening here in Hawaii. So, but there's a solution, Dr. Stan, as we stated. There are these genetically modified companies that come in as the quote-unquote saviors to this problem, and of course they benefit monetarily, they benefit politically, and there's a tremendous consolidation of power into the hands of the few. So without question, these aerosols, because aluminum, which is the primary ingredient, it's a very effective conductor in our sky, and I've seen studies that indicate that a sky is four times more conductive than it was just 30 years ago. And that's the reason that many areas are seeing an increase in lightning strikes, because they're putting aluminum into our skies, which, by the way, is very toxic to both human health and ecology. But what it does in the sky is a very effective conductor, and through the use of HARP or some other systems, they can actually use that aluminum and heat it up.
Now, basically, of course, how are they dispersing? Are they dispersing this in contrails? Are they dispersing it in chemtrails? Are they dispersing it by their rockets when they send up their satellites? How are they getting the aluminum into space?
Well, we believe there are many different disbursement techniques, but without a doubt, they're using airplanes for the disbursement. There's many different patterns. That are designed for spraying devices to actually fit on airplanes and spray out specifically aluminum, barium, and other heavy metals. So airplanes is one, but what we're commonly seeing here in the Hawaii region, in other regions, it looks like some sort of other disbursement, maybe it's flares, but we can see them on satellites, and we're going to be looking over this with meteorologists. But after we see this on satellites, it's very predictable when we see these light, wispy-type looking clouds that come into the Hawaii region. And so, again, the disbursement methods, I think, vary. There are quite a few of them, but it's definitely up there, and it's definitely being put up there by these corporations.
And basically, of course, we used to see the clear blue sky, and now it's sort of a haze. So much of the time, it's a haze. Well, let's quickly go to Leslie here before we get to the break. Leslie from Tri-Cities in the great state of Washington. Leslie, do you have a question for our guest?
I did. You were talking about GMO corn, and you're in Hawaii, Michael?
Yes, he's over there in Maui tonight.
I lived in Kaikai Town on Molokai in the late 90s, and they have corn. Are you familiar with that program of, I didn't know if it was hybrid or GMO testing?
Unfortunately, I'm pretty aware of the crimes to the native land here of Monsanto.
Go ahead. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about Michael, because I don't know anything about him. What were they doing?
Well, Monsanto is coming in, and they're doing not only a lot of planting, but also a lot of testing on the island here. And as their agenda is around the world, what they want to do, according to them, is control and own everything that grows.
Was this what you were talking about, Leslie? What would you have in mind?
I just remember when I lived there that they had... They were growing corn as a test.
Okay, hold that. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question, we'll be right back.
Back in the late 90s, I didn't know anything about
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Now, the next one, he is in the process of producing now, why in the world are they spraying? And basically, of course, he's been to a number of these geoengineering conferences. Geoengineering is a phrase that's used by scientists on how do you engineer the atmosphere. And they will readily admit at the programs and the meetings that Michael has attended that by spraying these tons and hundreds of tons of aluminum and barium and strontium into the atmosphere, they can alter it, they can alter the crops, they can alter the weather. But do they admit that that these meetings, they've actually done it, or are they just talking about the potential for doing it, or have they done it, are they concealing that information?
Well, according to Roslyn, and I'm still looking, waiting for the report, but she had just informed me that they have admitted that they started testing with these programs. They're not testing. They were testing 40 years ago. They are in full-scale deployment. And again, we've seen the contamination in our rain, which matches geoengineers' plans exactly, and it matches seamless geoengineering patterns. And then what we see in the sky matches with geoengineers' state that they want to do. But we've seen aluminum and barium increase by 50,000 percentage points in certain tests. So there's no question that they are in full-scale deployment. According to meteorologist Scott Stevens, who's very instrumental in helping me to get a comprehension of the gravity of this issue and how geoengineering is, in part, weather control, he believes that they have completely corporatized their weather. They mean the corporations behind these programs. So, unfortunately, we're coming into this area where everything that was under the dominion and authority of nature now is being usurped, and it's coming under this the authority, the usurped authority of corporations. And it's not at all in our best interest. However, we have to look at two benefits from the contamination, and you stated population reduction, Dr. Stan. Aluminum, barium, strontium, the other particulates and other biologicals that have been found in these programs are highly toxic to human health. We've seen respiratory mortality go from number 8 down to number 3 in the past 6 years. We have seen Alzheimer's and other aluminum-related illnesses go through the roof. Alzheimer's in Riverside County is up over 260%. Barium reduces our immune system. This is not speculation, but these metals and these toxins have been showing up in the blood of people. And a group in Mohave County, Arizona, I believe it was 26 or 22 people. But anyways, a number of people had their blood tested. And what they found, they had what was considered to be 1,000 times over the normal amount of barium in the blood. And that was a high percentage, like 22 out of 26 people, if I'm not mistaken. So not only is this showing up in our environment, it's also showing up in people, and we're seeing the results of the crop failure. We're seeing the reduction in human health. We're seeing all of these things come into fruition. But we're also seeing geoengineers' concerns, because they're very open that their programs will, again, change weather patterns, reduce our ozone. NOAA just did a study which shows a significant decrease in our ozone. Aerosols will do that. And then the aerosols are in the sky. NOAA did a study which indicated over a 50% increase in specifically stratospheric aerosols in the past 10 years.
Now, who is NOAA who's doing the testing?
National Ocean Administration. I think I left one word out.
Okay. Basically, are they a government agency?
They are a government agency. And ironically enough, Dr. Stan, they failed to document the source of these aerosols, nor did they test the aerosols. Well, we've been testing this in the fallout, and it's aluminum, barium, strontium, and some other toxins. So we know what they are. And again, those are showing up. So another study that just came out about a year and a half ago was a whale study, and NOAA did the study as well, and it showed that aluminum is showing up in the whales of our oceans in very, very high levels.
And I've heard that's about 2,000%. They've actually buy up the skin of the whales, are able to do that, and there's about a 2,000% increase the level of aluminum, which means, of course, it's getting into the oceans as well. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you're out there, if you have a question or comment, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Let us swear allegiance to our live with a life from above, from the mountain, through the prairie, through the ocean, wide with hope.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening is Michael Murphy. If you have a question for Michael, our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Of course, they've been planning on what they're doing for a long period of time. We used weather modification during the Vietnam War. And if you haven't seen Bob Fletcher's excellent DVD, Weather is a Weapon, it's available through our ministry. We know that Zygmunt Brzezinski, writing in his book Between Two Ages, published in 1970, that's Between Two Ages, at the bottom of page 57, in a footnote, he talked about how by the year 2018, now remember this was 1970, he's writing this, by the year 2018, we'd be able to create storms and droughts as a means of weaponry to attack our enemy. Well, I also talked about the creation of chronic diseases, because they've actually created those chronic diseases and turned them loose on the American people. But if you have a question or comment for Michael, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Michael, would you like to tell people how they can get in touch with you? See the trailer for your new DVD. Why in the world are they spraying? And then, of course, if people would like to become involved with you and help you, how they can get involved and reach you. Go ahead.
Absolutely, Dr. Stan. The trailer can be found on my website, which is truthmediaproductions.us. Remember .us because this issue is not us. Look, in the link is called Why in the World Are They Spraying? Official trailer. And I'm sure you'll find it to be very educational and something that you want to be a part of, because we feel strongly that this is the next prudent step, not only in waking more people up to this, but also moving closer towards holding the government and corporations who are behind these programs accountable. So we're about half done. We can't do it alone. Unfortunately, these projects do cost money, and being that we are going to allow it to be on the Internet for free and allow people to copy the DVDs, who purchase DVDs, you very rarely recoup much, if any, of your production costs within this. So we need help. We're offering the DVD to be pre-ordered. Pre-order will help us fund this entire project. And we're also accepting donations. So, again, this is an issue that cannot be overlooked. Unfortunately, we have a lot of devastation, but we do have the ability to stop it, and we do have the ability to create the world that we want. But people have to know what's going on. So I can't stress the importance of getting active in whatever capacity that is. But we do need some partnerships within the film. And, again, truthmediaproductions.us.
And ladies and gentlemen, you must understand they're poisoning our air, they're poisoning our water, they're poisoning our food, certainly with food. They're putting aspartame in it, NutraSweet. This is a poison. It was originally designed as a poison. They put bisphenol. All of our tin cans, our aluminum cans, are lined with bisphenol. It's in the plastics. In fact, it's been outlawed in most countries, except for the United States. They're putting the chemicals that create color and odor into our foods, pesticides, insecticides. Now, certainly, they refuse to let the American people understand that the milk that is produced from cows that are treated with recombinant bovine growth hormone to certainly increase the incidence of cancer remarkably. So that basically today, one out of every two men will get prostate cancer, one out of every three women will get a cancer of the breast, and at least some of this is directly referable to the recombinant bovine growth hormone. Of course, they're actually encouraging people to eat large amounts of soy, which, of course, feminizes men and has all sorts of disastrous and cancerous implications. Suddenly, they're giving us the wrong fats. They've specifically told us to eat the wrong fats, knowing full well what the right ones were. They put glutamates, monosodium glutamate, and other similar glutamates into our food. They're putting nanoparticles into our food. And this is just the beginning of how they're destroying our food supply. And now we hear about how the chemtrails are going to be affecting strongly the food we eat. Will people be getting aluminum in the foods that they're eating, Michael? Do we know?
I'm not sure of that. I'm not sure if it is getting into the root system. I have not seen any evidence of that. However, when they do spray these metals up into the stratosphere and other high levels of our atmosphere, they do eventually fall down into the air that we breathe. And typically our body and immune system has various things and various components that will protect us from this. We have a blood-brain barrier. Unfortunately, these are very small, they're one-tenth of a micron in size. They're nanoparticles, and they actually go right past the blood-brain barrier, right past the various barriers in our lungs and other systems. So it's very difficult to not breathe these in, and it definitely is in our air, and now it's showing up in the blood of many people who have been getting blood tests. So no one and no living thing on the planet is immune to these programs. There are various things that we can do in terms of removing these heavy metals and other particulates, various chelation techniques. So I would recommend that people test their blood for aluminum, barium, and strontium. It's not a typical test because those should not be in our environment. We should not be breathing them in the amount that we are. So it's not, again, it's not a very common test, but it is available. And if you're very high, which most of the people who have tested are, then I would see a naturopathic physician to see how you can take care of these toxins.
Well, see, now, I had no idea this was nanotechnology they were using. Certainly, the nanotechnology that they're using to spraying our food is disastrous. It affects the brain. It likes to produce holes in the brain and erode the brain. And so we know that the nanoparticles in our food is a disaster. And obviously, then these the aerosols are precipitating out on our food. Well, certainly, we're breathing them in. And these, they know how lethal they are. They just don't want the American people to know the danger of nanotechnology. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Would anybody be wicked enough to contaminate our air, our food, the water we drink, and certainly this would get into the water as well. So basically the nanoparticles have terribly deleterious effects, and obviously they're not only the water, they're in the food and in the air we breathe. So basically, Chris, how are we going to be able to stop this? Certainly the government agencies know what they're doing. If you work for the government, you're afraid to speak out. If you do work for the government and you speak out, they'll come after you and they will destroy you and they will put you in prison and they will do all sorts of things to you and to your family if you dare to reveal what you know about these secret projects. They're all classified so that the people working for government don't dare come forward. Do you have anybody, whistleblowers, working for government or have worked for government other than Rosalind who are willing to come forward and talk about it?
Well, there have been some people who have stated that they're involved with these programs. However, they wouldn't give their names and they wouldn't identify themselves. And I think for the integrity of the movement at this time, we have to be careful, you know, in bringing forth that information unless somebody's willing to be identified. But you stated, Dr. Stan, these people do have non-disclosure statements, obviously, that they signed. And, you know, there are a number of projects in our military that have been black ops or top secret that have gone without a whistleblower for 15, 20 years. The Manhattan Project is one of those. But I think what's important to note is we do have geoengineers who are selling these programs to the public. They're coming out with their models. And they're stating, you know, some of the effects, again, are going to be weird weather patterns. We have that. Ozone depletion, we have that. Additional aerosols in the sky, we have that. UV, the UV index was about several years ago from 1 to 10. Now it's 1 to 15. We believe that's due to the ozone layer. But I could go on and on and on. The changing of our pH, we have that. And the list just goes on in terms of the risks that are associated with these programs, and it's everything that's come to fruition. Unfortunately, there are some major uncertainties with these programs, and geoengineers are selling this to the public like it's something they may have to do to save us from the supposed threat of global warming. But again, this, I don't believe this has anything to do with global warming.
Well, actually, it may actually promote global warming. This is the thing.
That's right. Yeah, those aerosols actually act as a so without a doubt, they do. It does promote global warming. This is about consolidation of monetary and political power into the hands of the few. It's about changing natural systems, usurping the authority so that corporations run by men can have godlike power.
And basically, of course, what they're doing is creating a dome over certain parts of the world, and this dome is very, very high level, and certainly it's reflective layer up there. And how long will these layers stay in the sky? Do we have any idea?
Well, it depends. I've heard various geoengineers. Some say the lifetime for certain particles are years. Others fall out very quickly. It's important to note on very heavy spray days. We had a very heavy spray day 2 days ago over Maui. I actually documented it and spoke with the locals. So you can find that on my YouTube channel, Truth Media Production, without an S. But anyways, it's interesting because on heavy spray days, people immediately report of headaches, irritability, burning eyes, nausea, and dry mouth. Barium's a desiccant, aluminum's a desiccant, it will dry you out. So we believe, you know, certain ingredients fall out immediately into the air that we breathe. And again, many people complaining just the other day here in Hawaii, my eyes are burning, I have a headache, you know, we've heard that quite a bit. And then we pointed out the aerosols in the sky, and they said, you know, we've never seen that type of wispy type cloud pattern. And of course, now on the new trailer, we have time-lapse we have time-lapse video of the trails being sprayed, and they do turn into this white, wispy, artificial cloud cover that we now see on a regular basis around the world. So, yeah, unfortunately, Dr. Stan, our blue skies are going away, and even when the trails and these wispy clouds are not present, the deep blue that we had here in Hawaii and Arizona and California, it's gone. We have this silvery-looking sky. And again, Phoenix, I lived there for a number of years. We used to call it the Valley of the Sun. Now people are calling it the Valley of Chemtrails because they have them about 4 to 5 days a week now.
Well, I was down at the harbor here in Santa Cruz on Saturday having lunch, and I could see the starting out with what looked like chemtrails, the streaks across the sky that gradually just spread and spread. And then pretty soon they began to just put this haze over the entire sky. They never dissipated. They just spread into a haze over the entire sky. And I really believe this was an example of spraying of some sort. They know exactly what they're doing. But, of course, it sounds so ridiculous that most people find it difficult to believe. Is there anything in the contrails that's hazardous to the people? Do we know of?
Not that I'm aware of. The contrails are short for condensation trail, and it's condensation. It's water vapor. It's real similar to when we breathe in cold weather. You can see your breath, and it usually quickly disappears within a second or two. When it's more humid out, you may see your breath a little bit longer, but you never see breath linger on a cold day for several hours or a day, which is what we're now seeing as a result of these aerosol programs. So contrails are normal and natural, other than the fuel that could be mixed with them. No, I don't think that there's any concern about toxicity from water condensation.
Well, actually, there is percolate in the contrails, which is hazardous to our health, and they know about this. Simply one more of the things that they're actually doing. But I think the biggest thing is how they're able to modify the weather today. Do you get into that in any detail in this new DVD? Oh.
Absolutely, and that's the brilliance of the film. And Scott Stevens, he was a weatherman for 20 years. He's been studying this, looking at these trails. And again, the aerosols are an absolute necessity to engineer the weather to the degree that they're engineering it. And aluminum's a very, as we stated earlier, it's a very effective conductor in the sky. And through the HARP system and other technologies, they have the ability to actually heat up parts of our atmosphere. What happens when the atmosphere heats up? It rises, and it creates a low-pressure system. And what it does, it enables these corporations to steer storms because that low-pressure system acts as a vacuum in that rising atmosphere. And aerosols will affect cloud densities or nucleation, and it can enable and it can allow these corporations, depending on what the aerosol is, to change the water condensation so they can actually build clouds and diminish clouds. So not only do they have the ability to build these storms, but also to steer them. And, of course, there are certain corporations that make a ton of money by disasters, by seeing what we're now seeing on a regular basis, storms that are several standard deviations above what would typically be normal. But, again, these are corporations that benefit on disasters. One of those is our genetically modified seed industry, Monsanto. And when crops are destroyed, they come in with either their seed that grows late in the season or their stress-resistant seed, and they take over the food supply, and that's what this is about.
Well, basically, how do they use HARP to modify the weather? Do we have any idea?
Sure, yeah. We also interviewed Mark McCandless, and he is a defense industry contractor. He spoke a little bit about HARP, and we're going to be speaking to some other people as well in the film. But HARP is many different things, but in the patent it describes, according to Mark, that it is an ionospheric heater. So again, we spoke about a heating atmosphere and what it does. It creates a low pressure system or high pressure system, low pressure system, and gives these corporations the ability to steer storms. It can also affect the ionization of the sky. You can completely completely destroy a storm by changing the ionization, according to meteorologist Scott Stevens.
Let's get your telephone number up one more time. Your telephone number?
I can give my website.
Go ahead.
Yeah, truthmediaproductions.us.
Okay, we'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, our guest has been Michael Murphy, and we've been talking about the new DVD.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com.
For many decades, these great United States.
The Vietnam War, they used weather modification there to actually change the weather along the Ho Chi Minh Trail. They've been doing this for a long period of time. We have 2 4 tape sets on chemtrails. We actually have a 4 tape set on weather modification. We have a book on the weather as a weapon. We have a book on HAARP, and we have a 4-tape set on HAARP. All of this information is available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Now, basically, of course, if you'd like to get just one DVD, I suggest What in the World Are They Spraying? If you get two, get Bob Fletcher's DVD. And then we have the books, we have the tape sets on HAARP, on Sydney, on chemtrails, on weather modification. You must understand we're dealing with evil and wicked people who want to kill off the majority of the population of the world. And if that sounds ridiculous, I hope you'll get my talk on planned population reduction. Planned population reduction. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, or the sequel to that, none dare call it genocide. None dare call it genocide. They're available through my website at 1-800-544-8927. Now, I do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're really able to keep doing what we're doing. We do have some advertisers that help us, but it's still an awfully expensive proposition. I do want to thank those faithful, certainly people who are helping us on a regular basis, and so that we're able to maintain our network of stations and satellites and other means of communication across America. But if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Now, if you really want to understand what's going on, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. We have another talk on DVD, The Dark Secret, another one called The Forbidden Secret, and there's syllabuses that go with both of those. And they will help you to understand what's really going on, certainly. They will help you to understand that statement by George W. Bush in his second inaugural address, when he talked about when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. When our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. Now, we had a lot of hyperbole in the statement. When our founders formed a new order of the ages, when our soldiers fell during the Civil War, row after row in defense of liberty, when our people marched beneath the banner of freedom now, they were acting on an ancient hope that's meant to be fulfilled. And that's all hyperbole. It is to confuse you so you won't be able to think and see what he's saying. What is this new order of the ages they're talking about? Why is it described on the back of a dollar bill? Novo Ordo Seclorum, beneath the pyramid. The pyramid represents the ancient secret societies. The goal has always been to bring about a one world government. And they're using the financial and military might of the United States to accomplish that, which is why we have our military forces in 130 nations today, and 800 to 900 military bases, and our troops all over the world. Please pray for America, but pray for revival, pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. In a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love, stand beside her and guide her.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It's Monday, 27 February, 2012. Thank you so much for joining us today, caring about your world, getting out there, and getting your hands dirty. That's why I never shy away from the job. Because, you see, I know what I have to do in my next step, or I hope to be led in my next step, but it's not my responsibility to worry about the outcome. So I can go ahead and do what I need to do, the next right and honorable thing. And that's what we encourage you to do. And that is becoming part of the Ron Paul campaign. That's one of the things that you can do. We're going to tell you how to get involved, where you can go, what sources of information you can find, and let's get busy. We have a matter of just a few days in some of the states to get involved in your local caucuses, to get involved as a delegate, whatever it is you choose to do.